Now, let's move it in yet another way. Even though I must confess that I hate it, Zumba has been a fitness craze for the last few years. Most people do it just for fun. But here in New York, there's a class with an activist twist, offering fitness for free. It's helping immigrant women lend each other support. Reporter Tennessee Watson has more.
It's Monday morning in Queens, New York. Things are buzzing at Immigrant Movement International on Roosevelt Avenue. Well then, as you all know, welcome. Let's start with our names and maybe our goal for the week. Veronica Ramirez, or Vero, sets up a large portable speaker. With no headset, she has to shout over the music and also the constant clatter of the number 7 train. Vero is not your typical exercise instructor. She's a compact, curvy woman from rural Mexico who doesn't look a thing like Jane Fonda. The one thing she does share with Jane is feminism. Vero's class, Women in Movement, is a fitness mashup she uses to get her students to take charge of their well-being.
Esto involucrara aeróbicos, baile, música activista, que nos enseñe sobre nuestros derechos.
This involves aerobics, dance, activist music that teaches us about our rights, the struggles we have in this country, where women receive a message and feel empowered.
Estar involucradas en este movimiento.
Bueno, mi nombre es Francia Sempertegui, y hoy en el día me encanta.
My name is Francia. I love coming, not just to look like a Barbie doll. I do it for my health and for companionship.
Here's how it started. Back in 2012, Vero was struggling with depression after the miscarriage of her second child. She thought exercise would get her out of her slump.
Yo como ama de casa siempre buscaba un lugar donde pudiera hacer los ejercicios porque
as a housewife, I was always looking for a place to exercise because in this country the winter is long and we can't go to the park. Since I couldn't pay to go to a gym, I thought, why isn't there a place I could go to take classes for free?
Dije, ¿cómo no hay un lugar donde yo quizás pueda tomar mis clases gratuitamente?
Vero couldn't find anything like that. But she held onto the idea in the back of her mind. Then one day, she dropped her daughter off for a music program at Immigrant Movement International, a local community center.
Me gustó mucho y dije, wow. O sea, yo dije,
I liked it a lot. I said, wow, this would be a great place to do an exercise class. There was no exercise class. But the center told her she could start her own using videos.
El primer día que inició, no vino nadie. Yo sola lo hice. El segundo día, pues, también. El tercer día, tampoco. Ya como a
the first day, no one came. I was alone. The second day, the same. And the third. Then the second week, I invited acquaintances. We started with 5, then 10, and then a group of 25 with the videos.
Y así se mantuvo como 25 mujeres viniendo con los videos.
The center's former project coordinator, Elizabeth Mendez, says the women were drawn by Vero's optimism.
And even back then, when it was just a video, there are just so many people because she's kind of like this natural community organizer.
Here she is singing along to Cumbia Rebelde about crossing the border. Every day I try to live to the max. Her attitude is not the result of an easy life, but rather the challenges she's faced, like surviving breast cancer and the very fact of being an immigrant. When you take the risk to cross the border, no one tells you that you'll have to walk for 3 days and 3 nights, or that you won't eat for 3 days. You just go for it. It's that kind of attitude that attracts women like Maricela Hernandez, a single mom who cleans houses for a living.
My family suffered a tragedy. My husband died of a heart attack.
Maricela says her husband was so busy earning a wage that he neglected to take care of himself.
We forget that we need to know about our health. We think about nothing more than coming to this country. We say it's the American dream, and we just think about material things. But we don't think about our life and what will happen tomorrow.
For Juana Pachar from Ecuador, Taking care of herself means confronting challenges unique to her new environment.
En nuestro país no hay estrés porque allá pasamos siempre ocupados haciendo unas cosas, otras cosas, porque en nuestro país hay muchas cosas y tenemos tierra y muchas cosas para sembrar plantas, verduras.
Over there in my country, there isn't stress because we're always busy doing this and that. We have land and fields to plant. Here, we are closed in behind four walls.
This class is a way to make roots in a new community. Outside of class, the women work together on everything from preventing domestic violence to marching for immigrant rights. Women in Movement has come a long way since Vero started working out by herself in front of a video. Now she teaches classes Monday through Friday to an average of 40 women. How you doing? Vero shouts. Most of the class is panting too hard to respond, but one woman hollers, "We're screwed." Everyone is tired and sweaty. They look at Vero wondering how they're supposed to keep going. But together, they do. For Latino USA, I'm Tennessee Watson in New York.